Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How many of you have waited for something?
Come on.
Everybody waits. It becomes part of life, right? And sometimes it seems that all we do is wait for stuff. You know, in the fall we wait for Christmas. In the spring we wait for summer vacations. When we're kids we wait for school to be out. We wait for this, we wait for that. And no more was an event anticipated probably than when Jesus came back to his hometown. Everybody probably marked it on their calendar. This was going to be a big one, you know. The local boy made famous, did good, returns home. And they were anticipating, as it says in the story. And what does Jesus do? Nothing, basically. Nothing that they expected to do. There was no revolt against Rome. There was no proclamation against the Pharisees and those they didn't like. There was no message that everything was going to be super fine in the future. No. Jesus said to them, today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. What a letdown it must have been for all those people who were anticipating a big event, something to get excited about, something to look forward to, something to plan for. Not the last time Jesus would do that, when he marched into Jerusalem. It says in Mark's account, he got out, looked around the city, and left. Huh? They were expecting a revolution, expecting one of those red letter days, and they didn't get it. I say that in part because so many times all of us get focused on either looking to the past or looking to the future and failing to focus on today. Today's the most important day. We can't change the past. We can hopefully learn from it. Maybe not. We can debate that. And we do anticipate the future. We have promises of the future. But we live out our faith today. And most of those days are probably fairly ordinary days. They're not red letter days. They're not days we highly anticipate. And sometimes we actually waste a day because we're so wrapped up in what may be coming. That's not the way Scripture looks at time. Scripture very much focuses on today. And God quite often picks unexpected days throughout Old and New Testament to make special things happen. And so often he takes the ordinary, we're in a season of ordinary, and does extraordinary things with it. One of the most important symbols in the church, water, bread and wine, bathing, eating, simple, ordinary things we do multiple times are the very vehicles by which God proclaims his message into the world. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Is important for us to hear so that we don't either get lost in worrying about or focusing on the past or the futures, as important as they may be, but on living this day. This is the day we've been given. We have no more control over the past, though it may focus on what we do. We can't be in the future, but we are here now. And that's what Jesus said to them. Today, the scripture has been fulfilled. Not so much by making it a red letter day or doing something really extraordinary. And it doesn't do too well in his hometown, but that's a lesson for another day. I think like next Sunday we'll probably get that part of it. But rather just focus on living day by day and seeing the value of each and every day is part of this faith we belong in. When we talk about eternal life in the church, we don't talk about just what happens after we die, but what happens after we're baptized. So that all these countless days of life, between that dash between the two dates that will be put on our tombstones, matter to God, to us, and the world. For it is in those often ordinary march of time that God has been made visible throughout all history. Not just on special occasions, not just on red letter days, but throughout ordinary times and places, God is made visible. It's how we learn to trust God. It's not just the special occasions, but the continuing blessings of God upon us. Family, friends, And it is how we live out our faith, not just in the Easters and Christmases. A couple of members from Trinity were telling me this morning, on their way to church, they came upon someone whose car had died. It was an opportunity for being Christian. You know, by the way they care for their neighbor, they made Christ visible, which is what the season of the church is all about. The season of growth, which the green stands for, in winter or in summer, is because we grow in grace. We grow in experiences of God through how we live this out with each other. St. Francis famously said that, now make sure I get the quote right, I may get it wrong. Proclaim the good news always, with words when necessary. Because quite often, our words are not going to convince anyone. You know that in the present time when we yell at each other across political and other divides. But our acts of kindness and decency, not done because of what you can do for me, but because I am a changed person, will affect other people. And they're not always big and exciting and glamorous events. They are like someone's car is broken down and you help them. Someone cut you off in traffic and instead of explaining their IQ, you have a moment of mercy and kindness towards them. Those are visible signs that God is at work in everyday life. And every day, unless we let it be, is a day lived in the Lord's kingdom. Even if it's just a small glimpse of it, even if it's just a foretaste, God has made promise to be visible and around us and work through us. And notice in the story how it happens. Jesus didn't say to them, okay, I'm here. Now you go out and use your power to change the world. No. In your hearing, the scripture's been fulfilled. That is, when you take in God's message, which is what the word means, when that makes an impact in your life and you begin to live that life out, God's power flows through you. Just like God's power flowed through Christ. Full of the Spirit, he made this proclamation. And what did he proclaim? Everything's going to be fine. You're great. You're wonderful people. You're better than the rest of the world. No. A message of jubilee, of forgiveness to those who are broken, for captives to be set free. Notice that list of things that Isaiah said. They know the context. Isaiah was speaking to a people in captivity, in exile. And tells them that God is at work for mercy and kindness and forgiveness and liberation. When all around it was easy to see nothing that looked like that. And yet God was telling them in their acts of faith, in the midst of a very difficult time, they were making it visible that God was in the world. So too this day, when it's so easy, and 2 years into the pandemic, to lose patience. It's so easy to forget about our neighbors. It's so easy to get darn frustrated. When we resist it, when God's Spirit speaks to us, it makes a difference, oppression in the world around us. People notice that long-enduring faith, that constantness of the church. The church makes mistakes, sure. You and I make mistakes. But somehow we continually go back to living this faith out, living these acts of kindness, doing these things for one another. And it changes us. And it changes the world, even if the world doesn't know it yet. So I want to say to you this day, hear this message that Jesus has said. But hear it not as something way in the future or way in the past. Hear it spoken to you today, January 23rd, year of our Lord, 2022. For today, the scripture has been fulfilled. For you have heard the good news, and you are living. And you are making a difference, because God is pouring himself out for the world this day and every day. And that is the joy with which we respond to all the things in the world, good and bad, is this knowledge, we might call it, this deep abiding faith, that this day matters. And what we do and are matters to God. Have a great day today. Amen.
Amen.